It's amazing what can be done when everybody does his part, isn't it? We're listener-supported WGLT Normal, Illinois, a service of Illinois State University. That's a great West Coast band called the Legends of Swing. Trombonist Gary Toll leads that group, and they're doing a song that fellow trombonist Scott Whitfield wrote called One Kettle for Count, and it was Bob Marino who's playing the kettles in the rhythm section of the band. And we're off and running here on hour number two of Radio Munson with some good weather for the weekend for central Illinois. I don't know about wherever you are elsewhere. I know that we're expecting good weather here just outside of Tucson, Arizona. But great weather in Bloomington Normal in central Illinois. 70s tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. You gotta love it, don't you?
The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember? In September, in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember that September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seemed to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September, that September in the rain. Thank you. whisper. The raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. The spring is here to me, it is still September. That September in the rain. That September that brought the pain. That September in the rain.
Sinatra with Nelson Riddle's arrangement of a song that those of us born in September have a particular affection for. I don't know if that doubles if you're born in September and now you're in the September of your years. Haven't figured that one out yet. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time tonight throughout Central Illinois and elsewhere in the world via WGLT.org. Have you heard about the new book that Toni Tennille has written? Just came out this week. She's the Tennille of the Captain and Tennille. Toni is going to turn 76 years old next month and was married to Daryl Dragon, the captain, for 39 of those years. But they divorced just a couple of years ago. And the book is said to be a must-read because she sort of unloads on the captain, who, among other things, said he wore that captain's hat all the time that they were having those hit songs being played by all the radio stations, including the one that I was a part of, for those months and years, especially during the 1970s. She said he wore that captain's hat to hide his quickly thinning hair. But Toni Tennille's background is in jazz music, and she later on went back to singing with the bands and singing good jazz music and continues to do so to this day. The book is Toni Tennille, a memoir. And I haven't read it. I've just heard about it and heard her interviewed a couple of times. Among the albums she's done in more recent years is one that features a band put together by the saxophonist Matt Cattingdew, and here's a track from it.
Life is just a bowl of cherry. Don't make it serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating, it's the berries. The strongest hope must fall. The sweet things in life to you are just lost. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it all. Don't make it serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. Keep repeating, it's the berries. The strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loan. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it. You don't know the half of it. Live and laugh at it all. Life's too mysterious. Don't take it serious. Live and laugh at it all.
Anthony. Yeah, we're going to do something by Steve Tyrell coming up in a few minutes. And Basie's April in Paris, of course. Here's an Ellington thing recorded late in Duke's life in 1966, featuring tenor saxophonist Paul Gonzalez doing just wonderful tenor work on a song called Chelsea Bridge. It was written by Billy Strayhorn back in the early 40s when Strayhorn went to London with the Ellington band. And he saw this painting while he was in London of a bridge across the Thames. And apparently somebody told him it was Chelsea Bridge. And it inspired him to write the song, Chelsea Bridge. But it turns out that the painting was a Battersea Bridge. So you'll have to figure out how all that works. But it's Chelsea Bridge here with Paul Gonzalez. Saxophone of Paul Gonzalez, one of the great soloists with Duke Ellington's orchestra. You know, Duke, as brilliant a writer as he was, would not have had to have written anything to be as famous as he is today. All he needed to do was turn his band loose with music by such people as Billy Strayhorn right there, and soloists such as Paul Gonzalez. Strayhorn wrote that in 1941, Chelsea Bridge. I dedicate it to Chelsea, my granddaughter/girlfriend, who turns 9 just this next month. Basie's April in Paris coming up in a few here on Radio Munson. Here's Steve Tyrell first.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you need the moon under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Day and night, night and day, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Day and night, night and day, under the hide of me, there's an oh, such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and it's torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, baby, where you are, I think of you. Day and night, night and day, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? Traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Day and night, night and day, under the hide of me, there's an oh, such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. This torment won't be through. Let me spend my life making love to you day and night.
one more time. Try it one more once. Count Basie's famous recording of April in Paris, recorded in 1956, turned out to be the biggest selling record the Basie Band had in all of its decades of recording. Wild Bill Davis, who was an organist by trade, a jazz organist, is the guy who did the arrangement and came up with the two false endings. Sonny Payne was the drummer, and Thad Jones was the trumpeter who was soloing there and who was locked into playing his solo almost the same way every night for umpteen years, because wherever Basie's band went, people wanted to hear that same arrangement, just like the record of April in Paris. And that required Thad Jones to do that little figure of Pop Goes the Weasel that he did at the start, his trumpet solo. He did that night after night until he was sick of it. Here's the Basie Band, still Basie's second testament band, his best band ever, in 1987. And by that time, Basie had passed away, I think about a year earlier. And Frank Foster was leading the band, doing the arrangements. And they did an album with Diane Schur, who played piano as well as sang for the session. Clarence Banks does the trombone solo, and the voice is Diane Schur.
I'm traveling light because my man has gone. So from now on, I'm traveling light. He said goodbye. Took my heart away. So from today, I'm traveling light. No one to see. Some lucky night, he may come back again, but until then, we'll be right back.
I'm gonna say it again. I want you to know, I want you to know, I want you to know. I'm traveling.
Diane Schur and the Basie Band, 1987.
Crazy moon, what did you do? When they kissed, they tried to say that it was just in fun. Oh, you crazy moon, look what you done. Once you promised me, you know, that it would never end. You should be ashamed to show your funny face, my friend. There they are, they fell in love, I guess you think it's mine. Oh, you crazy moon, you broke my heart.
Clarinet and orchestra of Artie Shaw, circa 1939, and Oh You Crazy Moon. And that was Artie's pal and tenor saxophone soloist there, Tony Pastor, handling the vocal. Buddy Rich was playing drums with Artie Shaw's band when that was recorded in 1939. That Crazy Moon, hope you can see it tonight. That's a paper moon, you know. Here's a little proof from Laura Fiji, the Dutch singer, with Toots Thielemans' harmonica.
Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a bed. Barnum and Bailey were just as phony as it can be, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Thank you.
unmistakable harmonica of Toots Thielemans and an all-European band backing Dutch singer Laura Fiji. It is only a paper moon, indeed. I'm Don Munson. The program is Radio Munson. I want to slip in something by Tony Desar here. He's a New Yorker who's made so many waves here in the last few years in the tradition of the great singer-pianists in small, intimate venues, often unaccompanied with anybody except for his piano. Occasionally, Bucky Pizzarelli would sit in, play a little guitar with him. Here's Tony Desar doing a song that fellow pianist, sometimes singer, Joe Bushkin wrote and performed many, many times.
I'm not the guy who cared about love, and I'm not the guy who cared about fortunes and such. Never cared much, oh, look at me now. I never knew the technique of kissing. I never knew the thrill I could get from your touch. Never knew much, oh, look at me now. I'm a new man, better than Casanova at his best. With a new heart, a brand new start, I'm so proud I'm busting my vest. So I'm the guy who turned out a lover. So I'm the guy who laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those things, oh, look at me now. Start. I'm so proud I'm busting my vest. So I'm the guy who turned out a lover. Yeah, I'm the guy who laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those things. Oh, look at me now. Baby, look at me.
Hearts are aching, and tears will fall as you recall the moon in all its splendor, your kiss so very tender, the words, will you surrender to me? Thank you.
One of the best known of the Tommy Dorsey songs, this one happened in 1937 for the first time, a song called Marie, and Jack Leonard was the vocalist at the time, was the vocalist when it was re-recorded here. Tommy Dorsey played a rather hot trumpet back in the very early days when he played with his brother Jimmy in the Dorsey Brothers Band, but by the time Tommy had his own band, he limited himself mostly to trombone because he really loved to play that mellow trombone sound. If he needed a hot trumpet in the band, he always turned to Bunny Berrigan, who could handle it. And Bunny was at his best when they recorded the original Marie, 1937. Yeah. It's Radio Munson here on this mid-April Thursday. And I'm glad you're with us, wherever you are. Catherine Russell here and John Allred. Catherine's going to sing on the phone tonight to John Allred's trombone.
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711? Hello, John? Is this you? I tried to phone you. I hope you ain't sick. But I'm checking out Mumbai. Nice to have known you, you were my big kick. But I'm checking out Goombay. You tried no trick, you found a new chick, but I was too slick. I'm in the know, you got to go, the cake is all dough. It's too bad our bliss had to miss out like this. I'm checking out Goombay. Hey, John? Oh, no, 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 you're breaking up, baby.
Premature to check out right now, I would think. We have some NPR news at the top of the hour on GLT, and then Evening Jazz keeps right on cooking here on your public radio station, listener-supported GLT. Thank you very much. I'm Don Munson. That was Cat Russell with John Allred's trombone.
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way. Oh, love came just in time, you found me just in time, and changed my lonely life that lucky day. Thank you. Now you're here. Now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear. I found my way. For love came just in time. You found me just in time. And changed my lonely life. That lucky day.
Good to hear from Dean Martin again, isn't it? A lot of people recorded just in time, but it was Dino who had the big hit. And of course, we don't play them if they don't swing here on Radio Munson. Was that a Nelson Riddle arrangement? I believe it was. We're sort of closing out here on Radio Munson. We're close to the top of the hour. You know, top of the hour is an old radio term, isn't it? I mean, I'm thinking I'm watching that old minute hand go up there to 9 o'clock Central Time. When you know I'm looking at a digital timepiece here. It's just an old habits die hard. I brought in something by Doris Day this evening. I was thinking about the albums that Doris Day did, most of them some sweet songs, but she could swing a little bit. You know, she was with the Les Brown Band and recorded a lot of ballads, but some upbeat things as well. Later on, Doris went into the studio with Harry James and his band, when the trumpet-playing Harry was a part of the Columbia Records family, and so was Doris. And this is one of the results.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway, the rumble of the subway train, the rattle of a taxi, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's, when the Broadway baby says goodnight. It's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. I'll buy you this and that, you hear daddy saying. And baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Sleep.
Day on Radio Munson, heading toward the 9 o'clock hour Central Daylight Time.
It's a pity to say goodnight, because I wanted to hold you tight. But if you gotta go home, I gotta go home, give me a good night kiss. It's a pity to say farewell, because the man on the moon won't tell. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home and give me a good night kiss. How's about it tomorrow night? Just you and me. I'll be waiting for you, darling, underneath the apple tree. It's a pity to say goodnight, because I wanted to hold you tight. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home, give me a good night kiss. About tomorrow night, just you and me. I'll be waiting for you, darling, underneath the apple tree. It's a pity to say goodnight, because I wanted to hold you tight. But if you gotta go home, I gotta go home, give me a good night kiss.
Wait a minute, we don't have to go quite yet. We're getting close to the time, though. That was David Allen. David A-L-L-Y-N, David Allen. He was a big band singer. He sang with Jack Teagarden's band, Boyd Rayburn, later on Johnny Mandel. He sang with Basie. He sang with Stan Kenton's band. He was all over the place. And then he went down to smaller groups during the 1970s and 80s. And that recording came out of that particular era. I think we ought to get everybody up on the dance floor one more time before we run out of the same this evening here on Radio Munson. Van Alexander's band, Until the Real Thing Comes Along. Until the Real Thing Comes Along. Yeah, that was a real thing, too. Van Alexander leading his band. Van was 100 years old when he died in 2015. Well, we've just about closed up shop here this evening. Everybody's left except for the piano player over there. I believe that's Dave Grusin playing Sophisticated Lady. Well, we'll have to listen to a little bit of that before NPR News at the top of the hour, and then Evening Jazz here on WGLT, Normal, Illinois. I'm Don Munson. You know, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is don@wglt.org. Thank you for listening, everybody. I'll see you next Thursday night. Thank you.